This was, as far as I can see from the available information, actually a very concrete threat. The accused and his brother-in-law were in the process of purchasing Kalashnikovs from what turns out to be FBI undercover agents, and were planning, and apparently there is online chatter between the two, planning a attack at election day at a large crowd and become martyrs. This is very similar to what we've seen many, many times the last year and a half, 2 years in Europe, including in Germany. As in the 1990s, terrorism hits Europe first, but then definitely the US homeland is the second step for all of these groups, because an attack in the United States is still their primary objective.
Hans, when you look at this particular situation, attacking the U.S. is something that they've wanted to do for a while, and you've said that many times and again today. But this decision to attack on election day seems to be more politically loaded than anything that we've seen from ISIS in the past. Usually it was just because you're an American, just because we hate you. But this decision to launch an attack on election day, what's behind that?
Well, first and foremost, it is a target of opportunity. These two individuals were not planning a very complex attack in that, they would have an explosive device or a multi-prong attack. They just wanted to shoot at a large gathering of people. And of course, during elections, you do have necessarily large gatherings of people at voting stations. Secondly, of course, killing Americans during a presidential election day is a supreme political act, and make sure that this not only makes national news, this would make global news and therefore bring ISIS back into the media attention worldwide. As we discussed previously, the problem that ISIS has at the moment, if you want to call it a problem, is that everyone talks about the Middle East, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Iran now. No one really talks about ISIS. So their sympathizers, in particular also their donors, they need something that brings ISIS back to the news. And this attack would have done that despite being relatively easy or relatively simple compared to other ISIS attacks.
Yeah, that is a very good point you make about them thinking about this and being thoughtful about a target of opportunity. Do you get the sense that they had any assistance with this thought process? Was maybe it suggested, or so far, based on what you know, do you get the sense that this is something they came up with on their own?
Well, I mean, first of all, I just want to point out this is the third time within the space of a couple of months that ISIS supporters in America were arrested. This seems to be one of the cells that was the closest to actually planning something very concrete as far as contact is concerned. So they had the means, they wanted to buy the Kalashnikovs, they had the date, they had the locations. So they were actually very concrete. The other two arrests that were done were more murky of what their plan was, but the FBI or law enforcement said they were ISIS supporters, in particular ISKP, Khorasan province, the affiliate in Afghanistan. Now, there is no publicly available information that says anything about being guided, which would be a guided attack, i.e., the attacker radicalizes him or herself, then decides to attack him or herself, but then gets in touch with ISIS prior to the attack and gets advice on how to increase the lethality of the attack. At the moment, at least, from the publicly available information, I've not seen that this is part of the charges. But clearly, ISIS has put out and continues to put out worldwide a call to action for all its sympathizers and supporters. So if this is supposed to be simple, like we've seen a knife attack in Germany, we've seen an attempted attack with a gun of an Austrian ISIS supporter in Munich, it's not really a big hurdle to get a gun in America, I regret to say. So this looks like the single perpetrator cell attack that is inspired by ISIS propaganda but not necessarily guided by ISIS operatives outside the United States, nor in such a simple scenario would there be much guidance needed.